Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket is covering the EDS Byron Nelson Classic all weekend long, with leaderboard updates and the biggest stories on the course every 20 minutes at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Brought to you by Layer 10 Sales and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to The Hardline. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We're going to get into a little Ranger baseball here in a bit. Right now, though, the time has come for us all to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. This Thursday at the Smirnoff, Styx and Peter Frampton.
Yes.
And if you need to get hooked up for the Nelson or Colonial, no matter how you want to get hooked up, Texas Tickets can probably help you out.
And Scott wanted me to remind the P1s that guess what's coming up May 21st, 22nd, 23rd?
That would be Rangers-Yankees.
Yes.
At the Temple.
And tickets are going fast. The return of A-Rod, if you want to get a ticket, you better get them quick and get them at Texas Tickets.
And they've still got great seats for that. Also, great passes for the Nelson and Colonial and Styx and Peter Frampton this Thursday at the Smirnoff as well. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality. He sounds like he had a pretty fair time this weekend on his own without too much help from anybody else. Here is Cobra.
Ah! Cobra! Cobra!
Hello, Cobra.
Hello, hello, hello. One of my favorite men of all time, Bradley Pitt, is slowly becoming my absolute favorite man.
Why?
After this statement on his marriage while he was promoting the movie Troy, which comes out this weekend, which I'm going to start heavily promoting, I've decided.
Roy?
No.
Troy, not Roy.
Cowboy Troy.
He was asked about his marriage and whether or not he thought it would succeed. And normally when you're asked that in public, you think, well, sure, it'll succeed. Yeah, absolutely. I'll give it a shot. Here's what he has to say. You know, we're realistic, me and Jen. There's so much pressure from day to day with wanting to be with someone forever. And I'm not sure that it's really in our nature to be with someone for the rest of our lives. Jen and myself don't cage each other with this pressure of happily ever after. We just try to work it out as we go along.
In other words, he's already screwed around. He's laying the groundwork.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe she has, too.
He had the balls to say that in public.
Well, I mean, you say that same thing all the time.
No, I've never said that.
No, that's me.
Yeah, you're thinking of Danny.
Boy, did you ever Saturday night?
Whoa.
He says, it's realistic that people who accept their love for each other, that love may one day just flat out die. And Jen and I realize that. Or does he realize that? And Jen doesn't.
That's why that, much like driver's license and fishing license, you should have to get your marriage license renewed. They shouldn't last forever.
Boy, what if it's like a 5-year cycle like that?
I've always said that. It's been always my philosophy. When you buy a marriage license, it should last for 7-8 years, and then after that, you should have to go to a board and prove that you need to stay married. And if they say no, then you split, and everything's okay, and everybody's cool. They just won't renew it.
No one knows that you just take.
You don't know anything. Yeah, you just can't get it renewed. I mean, sometimes they won't let you fish, or you can't drive. Why should you be married?
Or maybe he's just realizing now that Jen's not that great. And is laying the groundwork for it all.
Oh, there's no question that after they've been together, what, 3 or 4 years?
More than that.
He's tired of it.
Yeah, he's tired of
it. You know what? And so is she. Works both ways.
Does it?
Yeah, it works both ways.
Are you sure?
Yes, women get tired of guys. Absolutely.
No, they don't.
And why wouldn't they?
It doesn't work both ways.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Not with most women. They want that one guy.
Yeah, women are after the dream of marriage, the idea of marriage. They They covet that perfect ideal marriage.
Hey, and I'm speaking out of turn here, but after a while, you think they don't get tired just like the guy does?
They get sick of it, but they're more willing to put up with the guy's crap than the guy is willing to put up with the girl's crap.
Maybe so.
Now, that's speaking from very little experience in the marriage realm.
Snake.
I'm a 3-year KG veteran, which is not very long.
Quarter.
Snake.
Don Johnson has been accused of leaving an unpaid bill at a grocery store.
Snake. He broke.
Snake.
He filed for bankruptcy. This is what he owes to people around Aspen. The hoity-toity town of Aspen. He owes $5,400 to the grocery store.
City Market.
He owes $7,000 to the Aspen Valley Hospital. $1,200 to the Iberian Rug Company. $1,700 to Holy Cross Energy. I guess that's the energy company that runs things up there. And $2,800 to Garfield and Heck Law Firm. How could he be broke? He supposedly owes $1 million to the bank.
How does that work that you get in debt to a grocery store?
I mean, run up a tab.
Are you just allowed to...
Norm, run up a tab at Cheers.
When you're so rich...
Norm.
That you can go into Tom Thumb and say, you know what, I'm not paying you, send me a bill. I've got this cart of food, ring it up, and I'll send you a bill at the end of the month. Can you get that rich?
Sure.
When it takes, what, a minute to pay your bill? Well, for you guys, it takes about 20 because you write checks.
Exactly right.
With coupons.
Yeah, let's process your check now. Ooh, let's double reprocess it.
No, there is none of that.
Can we see your driver's license, your passport?
There is none of that going on, and we don't use coupons.
And now with Mike, they ask you for your ARP card.
I've got one.
For your super senior discount.
Michael?
I still say you can be in debt to a grocery store.
No.
Don Johnson is. Are you guys fans of the Tony Awards? Do you feel like that is pretty pretty much the biggest waste of time ever?
Not for people on Broadway.
I don't see why that gets any play out here in the hinterland.
Yeah.
That's a big New York thing.
That's it. That is it. You know? If they had Broadway musicals in Denton that were up for awards, then maybe it'd be important. But when it's all based on like a 2-block strip of the country, nobody cares. Nobody goes to see that
stuff. I've never really thought of that, but that is exactly right.
Yeah.
And I don't see why networks carry it.
Because they do everything New York. If it's New York, they just assume that everybody else, the other 98% of the country, is interested.
I don't know about that, man. You think...
No, they assume it, but I think they're wrong. I think you guys are right. I mean, have you ever watched the Tony Awards, ever?
Well, I've never been to a play up there.
So Tony!
I don't even know how
have
to
Have you ever watched some runs? Ever?
No.
Nobody cares.
And I wouldn't.
How many people... What's the percentage of this country that has seen one of those plays? Now, I bet you 50% of the country saw Lord of the Rings, so or one of those movies that was nominated. So sure, that everybody's going to watch that, but who watches the Tonys? And don't they run that on regular TV?
I mean, there are a lot of you know, Broadway actors that are very famous in that realm, but middle America's never heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reason we're doing this story is that it seems that someone has been left out, and they say that this man was absolutely one of the stars of Broadway this year, the star of A Raisin in the Sun, Sean P. Diddy Combs. Now,
who?
There was a time, I swear, I don't remember.
DMC,
no,
BC
he had another
Boys.
Nickname. No.
Cool G Rap.
Nickname, no.
LL Cool J.
Don't call is that him?
Cool G Rap.
No, don't call
Master
him.
Ace.
Jay-Z.
Is that
Rock
him?
Why do you have music
Daddy
on your
King,
voice?
Dr. Dre, all the N.W.A.
Ludacris.
KRS-One.
Snoop Dogg.
No, Tretch from Naughty by Nature.
You know, we had a...
Nas.
We had
50
a...
50 Cent.
Tupac, Biggie, Jay-Z.
They're gone.
Puff Daddy!
Oh!
Thanks, Greg.
Well, Eminem didn't know?
They're
you would think he would
gone.
Know.
Yeah, well, he's in the community.
He Reiner? Really had to give it some thought, didn't he?
You got a hip daughter, you think you would have known?
They're all gone.
Norm?
I just couldn't put my finger on it.
Like Jim McKay said, they're all gone.
But leave it to the hammer.
Good job,
set
Hammer.
Set us straight. All gone.
Attaboy, Hammer.
So, Puff Daddy.
Great story.
Puff Daddy!
The number one film in these United States of America is Van Helsing.
Do your eyes just light up when you're going through E-News and you just see Sean P. Diddy Combs in any story? And no matter what it's about?
We got a little play out of the Tony Awards, didn't we? We had a nice conversation before we had to get to that. I thought we did.
What was the point of that story?
What do you think? Drive me nuts.
Or did it have one?
The point of that was to put on those steel-toed boots, come over there, and kick me
right
square.
Why does that bother you so much?
It's just old. It's old and dumb.
It's not like anybody's taking shots at you.
The same thing. It's old, dumb, and the same thing.
Didn't I suck you in with... Does anybody watch the Tonys around here? Anyway, Van Helsing is number one. It made $52 million.
Good gosh. $50 million the first weekend?
Yes. Problem is it cost $200 million, and they're saying that probably next week it'll make about $10 because the reviews are so cruddy.
Good.
I agree, good.
It needs to fail.
And the acting career of the Olsen twins took a turn for the worse.
Good.
As their film New York Minute only made $6 million, and it was playing everywhere.
What do they care? That probably may cost $1 million to make. They're probably already $5 million in the bank.
They need to fail too.
The problem is, what makes me sick about the Olsen twins is that they're billionaires.
I'd like to see that. I'd like to see documentation on that.
Well, okay, let's just say that they're not.
How are they billionaires? On straight to video?
No. Their clothing line, their perfume line, their lunch boxes. I'm sure you own one.
It's all merchandising with them, and the little girls love them.
They love them.
Merch. And the company is worth $1 billion.
Yes,
No. The company would have to be worth a lot more. They're worth $1 billion.
They are the company.
I'd like to see that documentary.
Some greedy, bitchy whores.
My.
They are not even 18.
I mean, I'm sure they're worth a lot of money, but $1 billion?
Okay, so let's say they're worth...
That was in Time Magazine. They were billionaires.
Let's say they're worth $100 million.
Okay, well, that's not a billion. That's a long way from $1 billion.
What's the matter with you?
I'm just saying, if they're worth $100 million, then if their movie fails, so what? What do they care?
That's what I said. That's what I said.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
Why are we fighting?
Why are we fighting?
But you know what? That means they're never going to get naked because they don't have to.
Right.
They'll always be...
Are you that interested in seeing them nude?
I'm interested in seeing everyone nude.
Even Star Jones?
Yeah, you know what? I looked at Roseanne naked. And I looked at her for probably a minute. I was interested in it.
So you're interested in seeing anybody naked?
Girls. Guys, I don't want to see the wiener. But girls, I'm interested.
Whistling Pete.
And you are too.
Well, yeah, I am, but I'm a known pervert. You're not.
No, I don't need much.
You just want to get it over with,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, give me 5 seconds. Oh, great, cool, thank you. That's it. You know?
So are you bummed out? There's a lot of famous people you haven't seen naked.
I know.
Never saw Liz Taylor naked?
I consider myself homosexual.
Oh, Corby.
I just changed my tune on all that.
Hello.
What else?
Well, that's pretty much it.
That's it?
Wow.
You didn't go to page 6 today?
That's where all this stuff came from.
See some of the great stuff there?
All from page 6.
Take care, Snake.
Yeah, take care, Snake.
All right.
Take care.
Very disappointed.
Cobra! Cobra!
Well, we might get a little bit more today, but...
You know what, though?
Damn!
It's good that we didn't run. You know why? Because if you look at the run sheet, you see what's coming up next?
I sure do.
And we need as much time on that as we can get. Because finally, a talking subject.
That's right. The talking subject is the talking sport. Next here on The Ticket.